This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about creating my personal mission statement. Recently, I talked about the aha moment that I had when a person wrote to me and said, the only real thing we leave future generations is our example. And this got me to thinking about developing our personal mission statement. Because sometimes we will often talk about serving God, but then we'll look back over a period and realize that we probably could have done more. So this mission statement is a way of making sure that I stay on track. So for example, when I think of my personal mission, I think of this scripture, but my life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love, Acts 20:24. Now, this might be on my heart, but again, my personal mission statement just keeps me on track to see if my actions and my life choices align with my heart's desire. Now, this has to be nothing etched in stone, and I can tweak it as I need to. But when writing my personal mission statement, I will ask these four questions. In what way will I serve? How will I serve? Whom will I serve for? And what value will my service offer? And if ever I doubt whether I can actually do this, I will just use these words to keep me on track. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, if you're up to it, join me in crafting your own personal mission statement.